Hi, y'all. This is Kristen Chenoweth.
Hi, I'm Gloria Stefan.
This is Sarah Bareilles.
Hi, I'm Patti LuPone.
This is Lin-Manuel Miranda. You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
Welcome to E-Ticket to Broadway, where Broadway meets Main Street. Here's your host, my pal, David Alpert.
Thank you for tuning in to E-Ticket to Broadway, the only podcast where your favorite Broadway stars share whether or not the teacups make them nauseous. If this is your first episode you've listened to, thank you for joining. I hope you take some time to listen to the other episodes with more incredible Broadway stars. And to those returning to the podcast, welcome back. I'm glad you're with me. Now is a great time to be sure you're following E-Ticket to Broadway on Instagram. There you can take part in our online games and surveys, submit questions for upcoming episodes, and see photos of our guests at the parks. Creating these episodes and making the world a better place is hard work. So you can find E-Ticket to Broadway on Patreon to support more episodes and help grow Gilana's Fund, a nonprofit organization dedicated to making the world a more just, equitable, and accepting place. So if you like what you're hearing, please consider becoming part of the E-Ticket to Broadway family. There are many levels of giving. Learn more about the Patreon and Gilana's Fund at www.eticketpodcast.com. Also on the website, the official E-Ticket to Broadway shop. There you can get hats, shirts, mugs, prints, and so much more. If you like Broadway and the Disney parks, which I'm guessing you do, be sure to check it out and bring home the magic today. On this episode, I have the distinct honor of chatting with one of the brightest stars in the Broadway and Disney galaxy. In addition to her Tony Award-winning performance in Wicked, she starred on Broadway in Rent and If Then, and gave voice to Elsa in the smash hit animated film Frozen. I also love her very much. Please welcome to E-Ticket to Broadway, Idina Menzel. This is going to be so fun. I get to talk to one of my favorite people about Disney. Hi, Idina. Thank you for joining.
Hi, my friend. How are you?
I'm good. This is so exciting. We get to talk about my favorite place in the world, which you have had a strong influence on lately.
I guess I have, but I didn't know how healthily obsessed you were with Disney until I spent more time with you.
It's true. But, you know, when we met, Frozen had not yet been released.
That is true. That's right.
It was like shortly thereafter.
Yeah. When I met you, we were rehearsing for If Then, and that was a couple months before it even came out, right? And I had no idea what was going to happen with that.
Yeah, you surprised us all, and we got an advanced screening. And I remember at the end of Let It Go, we all applauded, and you stood up, and it was very exciting.
Well, it's because I couldn't make the premiere in LA. I think.
Oh, I didn't know that.
So I asked. Yeah, because we're in the middle of rehearsal. I was the leading lady of a new Broadway musical, David. I don't know if you knew that.
I did.
Yes, and I just couldn't just leave to go to the premiere of this Frozen movie. I didn't know what it was going to be. But I did say, can we figure out a movie theater down here in D.C.? And would Disney let us kind of do a thing? So all my cast from If Then could come. So I had never even seen it in front of anybody before.
It was really, really cool. And, you know, speaking of Frozen, you and I have something in common because you gave voice to a Disney queen and my friends call me a Disney queen. But Idina, thank you. You know, this is a podcast for those that love Broadway and those that love the Disney parks. So you are 100% making our listeners so happy. So thank you so much. I want to go back in time. Do you remember going to the parks as a kid?
Yes. I remember going in Florida, in Orlando. And there's pictures of me with Goofy and my father. And he looks like Rob Reiner from Archie Bunker. What was that called? Not Archie Bunker. All in the Family.
All in the Family.
My dad, yeah. Or actually, he looks like my dad is now kind of bald. You know, he's 73 years old, but for a long time, he looked like the guy from Welcome Back, Kotter, the teacher with the curly dark hair and mustache. Anyway, when I think about that Disneyland, those Disneyland pictures, I think about him in that way because that's what he looked like.
I love that you have that memory of Goofy and your dad so ingrained in your mind. Mm-hmm. There's actually a really lovely photo that was online of you and Kara in a teacup, which is so sweet.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's right.
Which mm-hmm. I love. Do you remember that trip?
Yes, I do. Barely. I barely remember it. What I remember more is this is going to be so weird to you because now that I've been back to the park so many times since, what I remember from that trip was the stores, the whole the entrance, you know, where all the old-fashioned stores are.
Yeah,
I remember getting into the costumes, Main Street. I remember the big lollipops and with the colorful swirls and the ice cream parlors. And I remember being taken with being in another time. And that's never been the same to me when I go back now. Now it's about the rides and showing my son, experiencing it through my son's eyes. But if you ask me to think of it back when I was a little girl, that's what I remember.
Yeah. No, and what's cool is Main Street is the first thing you encounter when you go to the park, mm-hmm. the Magic Kingdom. So it is, and it is cool. You walk through those turnstiles and you're turn of the century, Main Street. It's really cool.
And the wax museum thing. I remember we did the presidents.
Oh, yeah, the Hall of Presidents.
Yeah, I haven't totally. Done that since then. I never went back with my son because he had no interest in that.
Yeah.
But I remember doing that with my parents.
Funny, the things we remember from like that.
Oh, I remember now things. This is making me really think. And I remember the, what's the jungle ride called when you go on the boat? And
the Jungle Cruise.
All the stiff Jungle Cruise, all the stiff yeah. animals. and it's still like that, isn't it? They haven't really updated
it totally
that
is. With special effects. No, every once in a while, but it's all the like terrible dad jokes. It's so funny to me.
The nighttime, being at the park at night, I think was when you're so young to be up late and to be at the park at night and with all the lights. What do yeah. they call it? Not the one that they have now, but the one.
Do you remember the Main Street Electrical Parade?
That's what I'm talking about. You have all the terminology because you're a
I
Disney
do.
Queen. I can't remember any of it. But yeah, the what's it called? The Main Street Electrical Parade. And little did I know, could you imagine now I am the closer? Am I the closer? I think I was. I don't know if Moana is the closer.
You,
I
mean,
I'm
like,
the closer.
Yeah, duh. I mean, like in most of the parades, I always see Elsa and I'm always waving and like saying to my friend, like, that's not really Elsa. I know Elsa.
And when I'm there and I want to show my son, I'm waving to the girl because just in case that she sees me, I'm extra waving just so she knows I'm like a nice person. I'm giving her all the support, you know, but she probably
doesn't
not even see me. But the one time I went recently, I had to take a picture. Disney asked me to take a picture with their Elsa and Anna women that dress up. What's the formal word for that?
Elsa and Anna.
No, but they have a word. They're Elsa and Anna, sorry. Okay. Well, no, because they believe, because I tried to have a normal conversation. It was so hot out. And I said, oh, so hot, isn't it? You must be so hot in that costume. And she goes, yes, but it's always very cool in Arendelle. And I was like, come on, you can drop it right now. It's me. Let's just talk actress to actress. She would not drop it, but I found out they could get fired for that. So then I felt badly.
Yeah, of course. That's the Disney magic. So you're going there, you're seeing the Main Street Electrical Parade and the Hall of Presidents. Did you ever imagine that you would one day be like this huge Disney star?
No, but when you say it back like that, I'm thinking, poor David, he wants to interview Adina about Disneyland and she brings up the Hall of Presidents. of all things. What a memory. I remember the Hall of Presidents. Nothing like the Peter Pan or teacups or Pirates of the Caribbean, or Space Mountain.
The Hall of Presidents.
The Hall of Presidents was a wonderful memory.
I've never heard you list off so many Disneyland attractions like that. I'm so happy and
proud
of you.
Well, because you asked me my first time later as I got older and I went, then it was all Pirates of the Caribbean.
Do you love pirates?
Yeah, but I don't like the Johnny Depp's in there anymore. But that's just because it wasn't, you know, you fall in love with what your first experience was. My first experience was dated before that movie. So I remember it being what it was. And now they put him in there all over the place and it takes me out of it.
Yeah, I hear that. Adina, you have this really awesome album called Holiday Wishes, and you sing a gorgeous rendition of When You Wish Upon a Star, which, I don't know if you know this, is the song that you hear under the castle at Disneyland.
Yes, of course I know that.
Did you always love singing Disney songs?
No, if that's okay to say. I have to be careful of being a Disney princess / queen. Yeah. I wasn't one of those people that always sang the Disney songs. Well, yeah, I came at it from a whole different perspective, but I love that song. It's just a standard. I just think it's a beautiful song and melody. And is it from Fantasia? What is it from?
It's originally from Pinocchio.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Well, I loved Pinocchio. And then when I became a wedding singer and I was lying about my age, I was doing it when I was about 17, 16, 17, 18, I had to sing A Whole New World had come out and Beauty and the Beast. So I was singing those songs a lot and they're beautiful songs, but I wasn't singing as a little kid. But that's because I loved Lady and the Tramp. I loved, I loved Peter Pan, but that's because I saw it as a Broadway musical with Sandy Duncan. And I guess I was singing those songs. What else? Bambi isn't a musical, is it? I don't think so.
No, but like if you think like, you know, Snow White, Sleeping Beauty, Cinderella, those were had some beautiful music.
In We're still while you were.
Will you at one point wear a Snow White costume and sing to me? Because that would make me so happy. Just whistle while you work.
It sounds a little untoward. But sure.
Okay, well, we'll figure something else out.
The thing is, I always had a problem with the Little Mermaid, you know, because and I'm sorry, Disney, for saying this, but it's just, what kind of message is it to say that you will give up your voice for a man? The girl is going, we're telling a girl to go mute for the love of a man, and that just doesn't make any sense to me. So I have a really hard time with it. Plus, this woman that I worked with at the weddings, I'd always sing stuff from Les Mis, I Dreamed a Dream, for dinner breaks, for salad, and for people when they're having dinner. And she would always sing Little Mermaid song, and she just got on my nerves so much, always saying, Whatchama Things, whatever that part of the song is. So I tuned it out. Anyway, I'm not having the Disney spirit right now. Do you have to have the Disney spirit to be on this podcast?
No, not at all. Are you kidding me? Because it's about the Broadway overlap and it's talking about Broadway stars and Disney. But I love that we've never talked about this, that you would watch some of the Disney films as a kid. But I think what's so cool about Frozen specifically is they took this idea of, you know, the Disney princess falling in love with the man and they spun it on its head. And I think that's why Frozen is so awesome.
Yeah.
And you're part of that.
And then the sequel, I think, just got deeper and deeper. I was really proud of that. Because we're always looking outside of ourselves for the answer. And really, the answer is always within us. You know, we just have to keep searching. So, and not to promote, but this Into the Unknown, this documentary that's out of the making of the Frozen 2 sequel, it's really good because it really is... very transparent and really shows what they went through and how much work goes into it and how many people are involved and really how much they really pay attention to trying to get the story just right and how they open themselves up to so much criticism and scrutiny as a whole company. They all, from the director, from the head of the company on down, they all have to sit in this literal hot seat and show their 10-second animation, you know, their one beat that they're responsible for, and then the whole group of animators has to give them notes. And anyway, I'm digressing, I'm sorry, but I found it I just gain more and more respect for them every time I watch their process.
That's really cool. I love learning about that, things that we don't really know, just enjoying the movie and the soundtrack, and then to hear about all the humans behind making this piece of art. That's really cool. I'm glad you shared that.
Yeah, I think people forget about the animators, you know, and it's just, they are truly the wizards behind the curtain. So
that reminds me of Wicked.
I know, we can't talk about that. That's not Disney.
So, Adina, you know Elsa is not your only Disney royalty credit. Did you know that? You have a lot of Disney royalty on your resume, including Enchanted.
I know. I have Hercules and Enchanted. Did you know I have Hercules?
I didn't know.
I'm in a Disney, whatever that TV, what TV show is that? I was in a series, I was a guest star.
Like the Disney Channel?
And I was Circe in Hercules. And I have a song.
I didn't know that.
You have to check it out. It's very vampy. Very vampy.
Oh,
maybe,
can't wait.
You can find it if you Google Adina Circe Hercules. But what was the thing? Oh, Enchanted. Yeah, we're trying to make a sequel on that one too.
That's cool. Yeah. But also Princess Amneris and Aida, which is technically Disney.
Oh, I totally forgot about that.
I know.
I know, but I was a third replacement. I was, you know, as much as I love doing that, I was a third replacement. Yeah. And I mean, my opening act was supposed to be the night of 9/11. It was just a very strange, weird time.
Yeah.
But sure. I just, you know, my career wasn't really booming at that point. But I will say that the producers of Wicked saw me in that, so.
This is how nerdy Disney I am, because I learned your character in Enchanted is Nancy Tremaine, which is named after Lady Tremaine, which is the evil stepmother in Cinderella, which you'll be playing in a live action version, the stepmother in Cinderella.
Oh my God, I didn't even think of that. We have the Cinderella connection now.
I know.
Yeah.
I mean, come on.
So wait, make those connections for me again?
So in Enchanted, your character's name was Nancy Tremaine, which was named after Lady Tremaine. Lady Tremaine is the stepmother in Cinderella, and you're going to be playing the stepmother in Cinderella in a live action film.
Yes, that's incredible.
Isn't that crazy?
I'm glad you've done the research.
Now you're a Disney queen, you're performing at Disney events and in front of the castle at Disneyland. Do you love looking out and seeing all your fans singing along with you?
Of course. My whole life I wanted rock star status. And I don't necessarily have that, but I at least have a song known well enough that you can hold the mic out to the audience and they can sing it for you. And when that happens, it's just the greatest feeling ever.
I love
especially
that.
If you can't hit the notes that day. You just let the audience sing them for you.
Yeah, why not? Yeah. You were very, very, very kind to your ginger friend, David. And I went with you to the 60th anniversary special on ABC. And I got to cheer you on as you sang at California Adventure. And it was so cool. They were all singing Let It Go. And it was just like the coolest thing. I was very thankful.
Did you tell them that you wore your Disney PJs and your light 'em up Mickey ears to bed?
I did wear my light up Mickey ears to bed that night.
Yeah.
I did.
Right. And then you have the bed, and above
the
bed is a little sparkly headboard that has, what is it? It's like a map of
like
Disney
the,
World with sparkles.
Yeah. I stand by my choice. Okay, so this is crazy. So in Disneyland in California, in Paris and Hong Kong, it's Sleeping Beauty's castle. And Florida has the Cinderella castle. I feel like Elsa's castle needs to be in a park.
Huh, I didn't even know that they... Why do they have different ones? On purpose? Or do those countries prefer Sleeping Beauty? Okay.
Yeah. Like if there's a Disney Antarctica, wouldn't that be cool to have like the Arendelle castle? Come on.
Yes.
Have you been on the Frozen ride at Disney World?
I haven't yet. So I don't even know what it's like. Is it, do you go through Arendelle and you're going through these ice structures and stuff? Or are you on like a like a little car and you go through the world. I don't even know. We had to re-sing the song for the ending.
No, I actually haven't been on it, but I was on it, you know, before it was changed into Frozen. It's the same structure. It's a boat ride. It's just a lot more snow, but I think it's going to be cool when Walker goes on it at some point. And again, what's it like taking Walker to the park? It's got to be different than when you went as a kid, right?
Right. There's childhood point of view. There's childhood point of view. And then there's taking your son back and seeing a park like that through your kid's eyes, you know, which is a whole other experience. And I mean, that's what's great about being a parent, I guess. You get to relive all of these incredible experiences.
Yeah.
When he met Mickey Mouse, that was cool because he got kind of starstruck. And we did have, I will admit, we got like the VIP experience. And so what they do is they bring you into Mickey's house and they treat it like you're going in a Paul Newman's house or something. You know, can you hang out here? Mickey's just seeing some other friends right now, but check out his hallway. It's all like his other films that he's been in. And it's like you're waiting in his den. And then like, oh, Mickey, I'll see you now. And you go in. And so I had to talk to my son about, you know, meeting Mickey and how he felt. And I just remember we went in and he started squeezing his big shoes. and that was all. Like, he didn't say anything. I mean, he said, nice to meet you, I think. But he was very preoccupied with how big and squishy those big shoes were.
I remember as a kid, like meeting some of those characters, it was kind of bizarre because you grew up, you know, watching them and you're like, you're right in front of me.
Mm-hmm.
I felt that way when I met you.
Oh, no. And then I just ruined all of that, didn't I?
No, not at all. You're even better live. You talked about re-recording your voice for the ride. It's so cool hearing you, you know, in the fireworks show. I distinctly remember when I went to Disney World, I entered down Main Street, speaking of Main Street, it was Elsa singing Let It Go. And I texted you to say, you know, I sent you a video and you just responded, I'm always with you, which was so sweet.
It's like scary.
It was very charming. but my favorite thing, because your voice is, you know, your voice is throughout the parks. On at Disneyland, there's this ride called the Storybook Land Canal, where you kind of are in a little boat and you go through miniature versions of the Disney villages. And when you get to Mini Arendelle, you can hear Let It Go. And I always like go to the person next to me and whisper, like, I know her. Just give me this look. Okay, so here's a real question, Adina. We saw you kill it on Crosswalk the Musical with on The Late Show with James Corden. Mm-hmm. Would you ever consider standing in as Elsa one day at Disneyland or like be on a parade float?
No. First of all, the blonde hair does not work for me.
Okay.
And no, I would not. It was very weird to be dressed as your animated self. Something just felt off because in that world, we're just behind the curtain, you know, with the voices. I just felt old and too voluptuous. And I don't know. That was a weird feeling.
You're doing like a character meet and greet and you're speaking and this kid is like, she sounded just like Elsa, but man, she didn't look like Elsa.
I feel like little kids think that all the time. They're traumatized and their parents make them come up to me and they say, this is Elsa, she's in Let It Go. And they just look at me and they're horrified. Who is this woman? She's not Elsa at all. She looks like an older Jewish lady.
Yes, but for us Jewish kids watching Frozen, that's the version we see. Like,
that's true.
She doesn't have blonde hair. It's like, no, it's brunette.
It's a Jewish American princess. Those girls are so spoiled.
Oh, silly. We'll be right back. Oh, what's the big idea with these commercials? Oh, if this were my show.
Praised by Lin-Manuel Miranda as the future of musical theater, SUFS creator Shayna Taub makes Broadway history as only the second woman to write the book, music, lyrics, and star in her own original new musical. Don't miss the much-anticipated Broadway debut of the singular artist that Forbes calls visionary and Billboard anoints as one of the most inventive voices in musical theater. SUFS, the original new musical from Shayna Taub, is now playing on Broadway at the Music Box Theater. Get your tickets today at SUFSmusical.com. The Outsiders on Broadway tells the story of finding where you belong when the world refuses to accept you. Based on S.E. Hinton's beloved novel, featuring new music from Jamestown Revival and Justin Levine, and directed by Danya Taymor, Entertainment Weekly says that with brilliant staging and some of the most captivating stage fighting currently on Broadway, The Outsiders has the power to inspire an entire generation. Get your tickets today at outsidersmusical.com.
Adina, here comes Fast Pass Answers. I'm going to put 30 seconds on the clock after I ask the first question. I hope you're excited because I am. You ready?
Terrified.
Okay, 30 seconds after the first question. Adina Menzel, name a song from Frozen.
Do You Want to Build a Snowman?
What is your favorite Disney movie?
Lady and the Tramp.
Name an actor from the Disney movie Newsies.
Aaron Lore, my husband.
Which Disney princess wears glass slippers?
Cinderella.
Name the singing voice of Max in a Goofy movie.
That's Aaron Lore. That's my husband too. As a
Name
child.
A character from Wicked.
Elphaba.
Time. I'm going to accept Elphaba. We're going to, judges? Yes, we're going to accept it. Yes. I love that both you and your husband, Aaron Lore, have given voice to Disney characters.
We have. Mine's worked out a little better for me than it has for him.
I don't know. A Goofy movie really, you know, slammed at the box office.
I know. I think.
Have you guys ever kind of talked about your experience working for Disney together? Like, you know, when I worked for Mickey Mouse, it was this.
No, we don't talk about that very much. It's actually all about me in the house. It's all about my Disney right now.
Yeah. Well, he's gone on to a different career. I think it's totally fine to be talking about Elsa and not his character in Mighty Ducks.
I need to have a lot of attention put on me in my house when it comes to Elsa and Frozen because my son really does not give it up to me. He just rolls his eyes. If he hears me rehearsing a new song, they mock me when I come down from the shower and I've been practicing, trying to hit the high note. He just rolls his eyes and tells me that I cannot not utter a note if a friend is in the house, if I'm just humming by accident because I feel happy. It's just, he tells me to be quiet. So I would think he completely hated me and didn't believe in me if it wasn't for the one time that his music teacher told me that she asked all the kids in the class who their favorite singers were. And he raised his hand and he said, my mother.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah.
It's really sweet. He does care.
He cares.
He does.
I just embarrass him like all parents, I guess.
Yeah, totally. Adina, this game is called Elsa or Elfie. I'm going to read you a clue, and all you need to do is tell me if I'm describing Elsa, Elphaba, or both of them. Okay?
Okay.
So the first one.
Ready.
Elsa or Elfie, I have a sister who I love very much. We grew up together, and it was tough not having our mother around, but we grew apart, and then a house dropped on her.
That's obviously Elfie, but it could have been both of them until the house part.
Yes, that is right. You got it right. Good job. Number two, Elsa or Elfie. Sometimes when I get very passionate about something, I shoot ice from my hands.
That's Elsa.
That is Elsa. Very good. Number three, Elsa or Elfie. When I felt like no one was understanding me and what I needed to do with my life, I left everyone I knew to go set up camp in a castle.
That's both of them.
That is both of them. You are right. You're mm-hmm. killing this.
Yeah. Well, I hope so.
Yeah, I hope so too. Number four, Elsa or Elfie. Mm-hmm. I made out with a scarecrow once.
That could be both of them. Who knows what Elsa was doing up there in the ice castle. But yeah, we'll go with Elphaba.
We'll go with Elphaba. You are totally right. number five, Elsa or Elfie. My mother tragically died when I was very little.
That's both of them.
That is both of them. Good job. Yeah. You're killing Thank it. You. Okay, number six, Elsa or Elfie. I have a dear friend who is a snowman.
That's Elsa.
That's Elsa. Okay, we're almost there. We're in the home stretch. Elsa or Elfie, in my story, there is a woman very close to me. And in real life, that woman was brought to life by an actress named Kristen.
That's both. It's both. I've been blessed by many beautiful, talented Kristens in my life.
Yes, that's true. Elsa mm-hmm. or Elfie, I was originally created in a story written by a man with three names.
Wicked is Gregory Maguire. Oh, but Frank Baum. But who's the Ice Princess? Who wrote that? I don't know who wrote that.
I think
is that a three named person?
Yeah. I think it was based on a story by Hans Christian Andersen.
So they both have three names.
Yeah, they both have three names. So it's both.
That's my answer.
You are right.
Yeah.
Nothing gets past you. Okay, two more.
Do people know that L. Frank Baum is what Elphaba comes from? Elphaba.
Thank you for sharing that. That is,
yeah.
I think that's one of the coolest parts of trivia of that.
But not Disney, so forget it.
No. This is about Cut Broadway and Disney.
Okay.
Final two. Elsa or Elfie, I care deeply for animals and fight for their freedom.
Well, it's definitely Elfie, but that would definitely be Elsa as well. We don't see that. I mean, in Frozen 2, she has a salamander, the fire
yes, she
spirit.
Does.
So I'm going to say both. They're both environmentalists.
You are right. You are 9 for 9.
Well, I know these characters, David. I know them. They are part of me.
Well, here's the final question. Elsa or Elfie, whenever I sing, I sound very much like Idina Menzel.
That's both of them as well.
That's both. Ding, ding, ding. What does she win? She wins my Uh-oh. Gratitude. I don't know. How about a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame?
Already had it.
Super awesome. Oh, I can't swear.
How about you just get on a plane in a mask and gloves and come visit me? That would be my prize.
Oh, that's sweet. Aim higher. Aim higher, though.
No, that's that would make me very happy. Oh, tell them, David, tell them what we did to you when you came to visit on tour.
Oh my gosh.
So everybody that's out there needs to know that David helps me with my concerts and my dialogue and sort of putting my whole show together. I couldn't do it without him. And he came, what state were we in?
First of all, it is my honor to, you know, just be a small part of helping you because it's just so fun. But I was flying to Colorado? I don't know, somewhere. And I was flying out of New York and I missed the flight and they closed the doors early and it was late and we were supposed to get to LA. So it's like midnight. The tour bus is apparently picking me up at the airport. I was like, okay, I'll just get my luggage. And as I'm going down an escalator, like exhausted, I hear this piercing Long Island Jewish accent saying like, David, where are you? I'm
David, David, where are you?
I'm equally.
Didn't we make you a poster?
You did. I was like equally mortified and intrigued and like, what's happening? It's like, Adina.
And there were cameras. There were cameras because we were doing a documentary.
And just everyone staring at me. And I was like, yeah, this is happening.
You were coming down the escalator.
Yeah. It was so funny.
It was so funny.
Oiga Vault.
Oiga Vault.
Now let's hear from some of you, huh?
Adina, we put on social media, we wanted to ask your fans some quick Disney questions. So here we go. Rex the Poodle 730 asks, what is it like recording for Frozen?
Oh, it's so much fun. I love recording, period. I love recording. I love being in the recording studio. I love singing. I love voice acting. I just love playing around with my voice. I love listening to myself. No, I'm kidding. But I love the art of being on the microphone, figuring out what that is. And I also love the no pressure aspect of just coming in, no makeup, sweatpants, sitting in the studio with the directors and just throwing the lines back and forth and just playing. It's just so much fun.
That's cool. That's really awesome. Dancing Lady 28 asks, what would you say to Elsa if you met her in the park? Even though you kind of answered that already.
What did I say?
Earlier you said, like, isn't it kind of hot in that costume?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, exactly. That's what I say. But if it was really Elsa and not a woman being paid to wear Elsa clothing.
Well said.
It was really Elsa? Gosh, I don't know.
Like, where'd you learn to sing like that?
Yeah. That's a good answer. Really like how you hit those high notes.
Yeah. Alana asks, what is your favorite Disney song to sing or even just listen to?
Favorite song to sing or even just listen to? I did sing that song I did on that album.
When You Wish Upon a Star.
One of my favorites, When You Wish Upon a Star. I really love Show Yourself, I have to be honest.
Me too.
I love that song.
You know what I love?
I love the journey that it takes. Yeah.
I love Into the Unknown. I love it so much.
Yeah, me too. It's a really beautifully written song.
Do you like, you mentioned Lady and the Tramp. Do you like Bella Notte, that beautiful Italian song?
Oh, yeah. I can't think of it right now if you ask me to, but yeah,
the I would sing it for you.
Italian restaurant scene.
When they're, in the back alley, this is the night, ba-da-dum, ba-da-dum.
Oh, yeah.
And last question, Nicole asks, if you were to have lunch with any Disney character, which one would you choose?
That's a good question. If I was to have lunch with any Disney character, who would I choose? One of my first thoughts was Tinkerbell.
Oh, yeah.
I think she's seen a lot, you know?
Yes, that's a great answer. That's a really solid answer.
Because I bet you she's experienced a lot of sexual harassment and, you know, and also just being small and so quote unquote ladylike, a lot of, you know, sexism and stereotypes. And I bet you she's got a whole side to her that we don't know.
Yeah, that's a great answer.
For some tough choices, let's play Tweedledee or Tweedledum.
Adina, this is everyone's favorite. This is Tweedledee or Tweedledum. I'm going to give you two options and you just let me know which one you prefer. So the first one, Tweedledee or Tweedledum, warm hugs or frozen fractals?
What do I like better?
Yes.
Does it have to pertain to me? I mean, it doesn't matter if it's my character or not, like just what speaks to me more.
Whatever speaks to you more.
Oh, definitely, definitely warm hugs. Frozen Fractals is the hardest lyric to sing that's ever been written.
Really? You do it so well, though. I would never guess that.
I always look at my bass player when I come to that park because he knows that. And I've messed it up before because I'm thinking about it so much. Frozen Fractals. It's hard.
But warm hugs are nice. You give very nice warm hugs.
Thank you.
So sweet. Tweedledee or Tweedledum, Beauty and the Beast or Aladdin?
I'd probably say Beauty and the Beast.
Good answer. I like Beauty and the Beast too. This one you may not be able to answer. And if you're contractually not allowed to answer, don't worry. Tweedledee or Tweedledum, Let It Go or Into the Unknown?
Oh, contractually. No. Geez. Yeah. I don't know how to decide that. They're all my babies. People always say, don't they?
I mean, one, Let It Go will always, I think, that's kind of your song. Like it's
yeah. You. Into the end. Yeah, I guess Let It Go.
And final one, Tweedledee or Tweedledum, do you wish you were able to fly or do you wish you were able to produce ice from your hands?
I wish I was able to fly.
Me too.
I just did a cool VR. My nephew's staying with me and he's got these really great VR glasses or whatever you call them, goggles or VR headset. And yeah. There's a flying thing. It's so, so cool.
Did you like fun. Fall over as you did it?
Did I what?
Fall over.
Oh, no, but I at one point almost hit a building and I really bought into it, knowing I was just standing in my living room, but still just bought into the fact that I couldn't stop and yeah. I slammed into a building.
Adina, the next time you go to the parks as a guest, what's the first thing you want to do?
That's a good question. I think the first thing I would do would be to take my son into that Main Street area so I could relive my childhood experience and go get an ice cream and buy some Mickey ears, maybe a cool Mickey sweatshirt, and then we go over to Space Mountain.
That is a great answer. Adina, thank you so much for your time and joining me on this podcast. I know it's going to make everyone listening so happy, and it's made me so happy. So I love you. Thank you so much for doing this.
I love you too. Thank you for doing this during such crazy times. We need a little light, and you are the one to bring it. Hope everybody's safe out there, and please come out here and visit me.
I can't wait to see you again soon, and one day we will go back to Disneyland together. Thank you, everyone, for listening, and we'll see you at the parks.
Let it go, let it go. Can't hold it back anymore.
Oh, boy. See you real soon on the next episode.
The Outsiders, S.E. Hinton's generation-defining novel, is now a powerful and moving Broadway hit that the New York Post is calling the best new musical of the season so far. Don't miss your chance to join Ponyboy and the Greasers and experience the classic story come to life in a whole new way. The New York Times calls it refreshing, gritty, and endlessly effective. So get your tickets today at outsidersmusical.com, and of course, stay gold. They say well-behaved women seldom make history. Just ask the Supps. A vibrant and wholly original new musical, Supps celebrates the real women who changed history and their story that is more timely than ever. See the show Variety calls an epic tour de force new musical. Deadline Cheers is a rare Broadway feat and leaves audiences inspired to keep marching. Supps has arrived on Broadway and not a moment too soon. Get your tickets today at suppsmusical.com.